So, how was your journey here tonight, son?
I've not done this before.
It's a decent place to start, isn't it?
No, misty thing.
Dangerous?
That always is when I'm driving.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
March in like a line, out like a line. It's the same every year.
All right.
It gets to the 17th, and you get 2 hot days, and it's quite warm here. It's quite climate. You think it's fantastic.
In fact, it was the hottest day since time began in Aberdeen the other day, wasn't it? The hottest night or something.
Was it?
Yeah, so the hottest March night since records began.
All right.
I think it was last Wednesday.
News to me. I obviously stopped reading local press. People keep telling me things that have been happening and I know nothing about it. So you're probably not meant to eat grapes, are you?
No.
Not meant to eat
anything. I'm not meant to eat anything at all.
It was interesting what you were saying about coughs coming over very loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Because at school, one of the third year science classes has been going around measuring decibels all around the building. And there's one teacher who has a very loud, strident laugh. And her laugh came over as making more decibels than the bandsaw in the techie department.
Ah.
It was the loudest sound in the whole school.
That would be on account of decibels being a logarithmic scale. Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
I see. You know a lot about decibels, don't you?
Not really, no. You know the right things to say at the right moments.
Good.
So I'm all distracted by the fact I can't eat a grape for another 9 minutes.
It was sitting there in front of you waiting to be eaten. Yes.
That's what happens, eh? You put constraints on people and that's what they want to do.
Yeah. You could hammer it with that screw you've got in your hand, of course, couldn't you?
Could do, yeah. Put the screw down.
So anyway, this flat you're hoping to get, it's quite attractive, is it?
I suppose he's not here, is he? It's all right. I mean, none of them are any good. They're all awful. They're all a rip-off. It's all a joke. None of it should be allowed. As I'm sure I've said before.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to pay that vast amount just for somewhere to live.
Yeah, well, there isn't. Were you to wait to try and find somewhere that you'd actually like to live, I'd still be looking for a flat in about 300 years' time. Because it's just not going to happen. The chances of getting the flat that you want coming on the market are just so slim.
Especially at a price you can afford.
Yeah, well, since we started looking, I mean, there's been 60 or 70 flats that have just sat there and nobody will buy because they're all the dodgy ones in there.
Yeah.
Waiting for someone to be desperate and buy it, and then there's 5 or 6 good ones come on every week. Most of them sell long before they even get on the website. So,
right.
So it all goes to inside deals and solicitors being dodgy, and, oh, that's a really good price. Oh, I'll give that for my mate's daughter.
Yeah.
You don't actually get a chance.
No, and there's
so
also...
So it's not so much that this flat is actually that great, because it's really not. It's just, again, a background of less great flats.
Yes, it's reasonable. It's acceptable. It doesn't have anything that's too awful about it.
Yeah, and obviously because you guys want to be able to resell it and I inevitably do something stupid.
Like leaving the country?
Yeah, who knows.
Or who knows, yeah.
Then it makes sense to just buy one in an obvious place.
Yeah, somewhere that's not got too bad a reputation.
Yeah. Being that, trees on it and things.
It's got trees,
has it? Well, one end.
It doesn't have trees all the way along that you have to try and park between.
No, it has wheelie bins instead.
Oh.
It was where the one guy nearly caused the entire of Aberdeen to not have any wheelie bins.
But by refusing to have one?
No, he took the council to court and said, that's my parking space.
Oh, right.
That's part of my council tax, I pay for that. You better reimburse me.
And did they?
No, I don't know what happened, because he essentially won the case. But they ultimately decided that his opinion wasn't enough to change everything, or something like that.
Oh, it was just his one case that didn't apply to universally.
Aye. So, but I mean, it was true. He filled up Aberdeen with wheelie bins and stopped seagulls coming around and eating everybody's detritus. But it does mean that there are, you know, probably 10,000 less parking spaces.
They're that big?
Well, they're great. I don't know. But they put these silly metal things in that hold them so that you can't open them up too wide.
Oh, I see. It's not just those ones.
Yeah, you only get them open wide enough to put a bin bag through it, but it's not wide enough that you could put something obtrusive in it.
A body or something.
Aye.
Or a three-piece suite or something.
Well, so you can't leave it open or anything. They've got little locks on them and stuff.
Snap shut. People lose their hands.
And they have it putting them back to back and stuff.
Oh, right.
Put little lines around them. So inevitably, you just steal a parking space on every street.
Right. I didn't realise that.
Soon adds up to being a lot of parking spaces.
Yes. They're difficult to get, aren't they? If you got a flat there, would you qualify for parking?
Probably. I'm sure you have to pay for it.
Yes.
It's the grey. Keep idly picking up this grey and putting it down.
You can look at it.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have thought I would never get a parking space there anyway. When I've driven down that street before, sort of 6, 7 o'clock, once everybody's home, and people now park beside the wheelie bins.
All right.
And just kind of half block the street. Because there is nowhere else to park.
Right.
So, I can't imagine I'll ever be parking anywhere near there.
No.
To tell you the truth.
Well, it's the time you get home. Everybody's there already.
Yeah. The chances of there being a space at that time of night are non-existent.
You might arrive just as the early shift people leave, of course. Possibilities there, yeah.
Well, that's the worst part of getting a flat for me. I just have to attempt to have a life. Going out my way to avoid for a long time. So I suppose I'll have to get to know myself and be honest and admit to things.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. You mean the rest of you all seem to do it without even thinking about it, so I can't imagine it's that difficult.
You mean like what colour of walls you like and things like that?
Stupid stuff like that. Yeah.
Having opinions about interior decoration.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Being unhappy when things aren't the way you want them.
Ooh. Expecting more from life than black plastic bags and sleeping bags, isn't it?
Having standards.
Yes. Cleaning the bath.
Aye. Having a shower every day. I just keep reminding myself that I'm doing everybody a favour by only having a shower every 3 days.
Well, certainly.
Got to balance it out. It's got to have an effect. It would appear the fashionable thing now is to be having at least 2 showers a day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be having a shower before you go to work. You may well squeeze one in at lunchtime. And you're definitely having one after you get home, even if you're not going out.
Really?
Aye.
That's what young people do, though.
Aye. Shower all the time.
Yeah.
So if that's I keep showering once every 3 days, I'm bouncing it out for a wee while.
You are, you're
delaying the effect.
Yeah. Well, you think all that water's purified, too?
Aye.
Because it all comes from the same source, doesn't it, nowadays?
The toilet.
No, I mean, there's not like in our young day when there used to be mains water and non-mains water. The mains water was one tap you could use as drinking water and all the rest wasn't. Nowadays, because they know that people will drink their bath water and their shower water and things, it all has to be the same standard, doesn't it?
Doesn't stop them saying, don't drink the water when you get there, does it? Don't drink the water here.
Really? That one of the things above the door. Don't drink your bath water.
And they say it all over the place, don't they? Go down to London, don't drink the water.
Yeah,
Oxford,
that's true.
Don't drink the water here.
Yeah,
and where
if you're
abroad, you're not allowed to drink the water.
Yeah.
Now, it amazes me that everybody in Aberdeen now drinks bottled water.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't they just fill it from the tap?
There are some people that do that, but predominantly people don't.
So they buy bottled water all the time?
Even people who are very poor.
Really?
Buy bottled water, which I find really, really, really odd. I just snuck in and swept through society. It's just one of the funniest things ever, the amount of money that people spend on water now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Especially when there have been so many tales on television and the radio about how it's actually produced the bottled water. You know, stories about restaurants where they fill it from the tap.
Yeah. How would you know? How are you ever going to possibly be able to do it?
Yeah. And of course, then there's 101 different varieties of bottled water.
Aye.
And people claim to like one rather than another as well.
Aye.
And then there's all the flavoured ones too, which are becoming very popular.
They're all awful.
Yeah.
Me, your opinion?
Yes. They have a lot of aftertaste, don't they?
I don't ever drink them anymore. Carbonated nonsense.
Yes,